Only Sketches About presents Only Sketches About, Only Sketches About.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. At the tone, please record your message.
Hi, this message is for Squarespace. This is James with Only Sketches About, looking to see if you would be willing to sponsor us for our podcast.
Hey, this is Chris from Only Sketches About. I'm trying to reach Audible to see if you guys would sponsor us.
Hi, this is Annette from Only Sketches About returning your call. Unfortunately, we are not interested in having ExxonMobil as a sponsor. As a group, we are firmly against big oil.
Hi, Squarespace. James again. Still waiting on a call back from you guys. Left my phone number on the last one. I'm pretty sure I sent an email too, so please call me back.
So Audible, if you sponsor us, I have some great promo codes we could use. We could do promo code OSA, promo code only, promo code only sketch, promo code OSA show.
Hi, this is Annette from Only Sketches About. I'm returning your call. We are not interested in being sponsored by Monsanto at this time.
Look, Squarespace, it's rude not to call someone back. I'm just asking a simple question. I don't understand why you would leave me hanging when we need an answer from you.
Promo code OSA podcast, promo code only S about, promo code own sketch ab, promo code Lee Chess bout.
And while we are grateful for the offer, we are going to have to turn it down, Mr. Madoff.
Do you think you're too good for us, Squarespace? Is that it? You think you're above sponsoring indie sketch comedy groups? Fuck you. We don't need you anyway, Squarespace. We'll go to stamps.com if we have to. I don't give a shit. Those idiots will sponsor literally anyone.
Promo code solamente boceto sobre, promo code only way etchesque, promo code lowercase only, uppercase sketches, lowercase about.
Nuh-uh, no, hard no on the Westboro Baptist Church. Why do you guys want to sponsor an indie sketch group anyway? Are you okay? I feel like you guys haven't been in the news recently. Is everything good? Like, did you stop hating gays? Oh my god.
Well, stamps.com blocked my number, Squarespace. I hope you're happy, you fucking win, you hacks.
Yep. We'll be in touch. Thank you so much.
Well, looks like we got our sponsor.
This episode of Only Sketches About is brought to you by Cialis for daily use. You use these daily? You animal. Use promo code Only Sketches About, the Comedy Sketch Show podcast, for 20% off your knockoff Viagra.
Oh man, I can't believe our 201 class is already over. It's crazy. Wow. I love UCB, and I'm glad it will be in New York forever. Well, it was really nice meeting you, Cassidy.
You too, Annette. Actually, hey, I wanted to ask you something.
Sure.
Do you want to join my sketch team, Only Sketches About? We do a theme every show, and we're also really hot.
Oh, my God, I would love to join a hot sketch team. Yes, thank you so much for thinking of me. I'm so excited.
Sure. But before you commit, you need to know something.
Okay.
Only one of us can have bangs.
Excuse you?
Look, you have bangs, I have bangs. I get it. We're both comedy bangs people with cute button noses and an anxiety disorder. But we can't have two of those in the group. That would be chaos. We're like the Deschanel sisters. One of us has to be Zoe and one of us has to be Emily.
Cassidy, you're asking too much of me. I need these bangs to hide my weird concave forehead.
But do you also need sketch comedy?
God damn it, I do!
Exactly. Well, I look forward to seeing your naked ass forehead at our first meeting.
Wait! I have not consented to this. Why don't you cut your bangs?
Because I deserve my bangs.
I will have you know that I have had bangs on and off since 1991.
And my bangs were an NYU rite of passage, cut by our very own member Ebon in a drunken night of revelry and hedonism.
I need these bangs to keep me youthful.
I need these bangs to trap unsuspecting boys in my open mouth like a Venus flytrap.
I need these bangs to commune with Thanatos.
My bangs are fashion.
My bangs are a cursed heirloom.
All of my confidence is hidden in my bangs.
No shit! That's what bangs are for!
Well, I see we've come to an impasse.
So it would seem.
Well, we'll figure it out later. So you'll join?
You bet I will.
I swear to God, if you try me, Storkman, I will cut off your bangs myself and hide them in your bed, Godfather style.
Don't even try it. Your bangs will sleep with the fishes where they will get nibbled on for an eternity. Yeah. Your hair will feed the deformed fish of the Hudson. How does that feel?
I'm so glad we're friends.
Me too.
That was a really good sketch, James.
I just really like hand jobs.
Lauren, do you want to go next?
Sure thing. So my sketch is about heaven.
Of course it is, Lauren.
Okay. Yvonne, do you want to read for the part of child?
Sure.
Cass, can you be father?
Mm-hmm.
Gab, do you want to be God?
Me?
Yeah. And James, can you play...
I can be God?
Yeah, and James, you can be...
I never thought a mere mortal could ascend to such a level.
What?
But you're right. I feel it. I do feel it. My power is rising, and yes, yes, I can be... No, I am God.
Are you okay?
Silence, mortal! You know not to whom you speak.
I just meant, could you play God in the sketch?
Foolish knave, thou giveth, but thou cannot taketh away. Only a God has such a right.
Okay, I don't really feel comfortable with this bit. It's a little sacrilegious. Could we maybe...
Oh my God, lightning struck Cassidy.
But how?
Dare you question the extent of my might? Nay! The reach of my power?
Okay, Gap, God, what do you want from us?
First, bow before me.
Really?
Sounds good.
Okay, bowing.
Okay, come on, guys. Okay, Gab's just acting a fool. Congrats, Gab, you're in character. Now can we just read the sketch, please? Hey. Is it hot in here, weirdly? Oh my God, I'm fucking melting. I'm melting right now. Guys, seriously, ow.
Any further objections to my reign?
No.
Love you lots, my liege.
Good. Fear. Now that is God. There's going to be some changes around here. Starting now.
Only Sketches About presents Only Sketches About Gab, starring Gabrielle Williott, Gabrielle Williott, Gabrielle Williott, and Gabrielle Williott. Written by, oh God, oh please, no, I didn't want you, no!
Okay, guys, this is super exciting. Our very first show as OSA starts in an hour. Did everyone buy their props and get their lines memorized?
Oh, man.
No, I don't know our lines.
I just came on stage and
played. It's way funnier if we don't know our lines.
Oh, hey, I just got an email from Manhattan Comedy Conglomerate. They said that the ticket prices just got raised to $25 a piece. And if we don't sell out, they get to sleep in our beds for a week. Oh, but, nice thing, we get 4 drink tickets.
Well, that should be okay. We're all bringing people, right?
Oh, no, absolutely not. My friends are like 35 or 40. They're worried that I'm doing this, actually.
My parents asked if they could go, but I told them no.
Drink tickets are nice. How do I redeem those?
Oh, let's see. Actually, it says here they changed their policy, and instead of free drinks, they just have the bartender spit in your mouth.
Hmm.
Baby bird style or chewing tobacco style?
It doesn't say, but my guess is that it's just the regular spit from their mouths.
Yep, okay, they're emailing me now.
Oh, why did it switch?
I think the person who was emailing you got fired for the whole embezzling scandal.
Oh, they got caught taking money?
No, they got caught trying to rat on the people who were embezzling. Anyway, it looks like our venue got changed.
Did we get the main stage?
No, it says we got moved to the MCC sidewalk. It's where we stand here and do our show on the sidewalk. And the audience stands on the other side of the sidewalk.
So we're just doing our show on the street now?
Yeah, but we still have to pay $500 for a tech guy.
Well, hey, that's not so bad. It's an outdoor show. Maybe we'll get some foot traffic, make some new fans.
God damn, we just got moved again to the MCC dumpster. It says we have to do our show in the dumpster behind the theater like the garbage we are.
Main stage dumpster or big stinky dumpster?
Big stinky. And the only people that go are rats and our former high school bullies.
God, I hate getting taken advantage of for pursuing our dreams and aspirations.
I just do this so I have people to get drunk with later.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Okay, I've had enough of this whining. So what, we basically have to pay to perform, and we don't get treated humanely by the facilities, and our audience is minimal. We're sketch comics, goddammit! This is what we do! We make silly little skits, and we don't do it for the money, or the fame, or for our peers to respect us even a little. We do it because we love it! And because we have some deeply repressed trauma that we're not ready to address now or ever, now let's pull ourselves together and give that dumpster the best goddamn show it's ever seen.
Okay, I just got word that our show got bumped because the dumpster is being used for a $14 open mic.
Oh. Well, then do you guys just want to do our tight fives and get our mouths spit in?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that sounds wonderful. Yeah, let's do that, a relief, honestly.
All right, who's next to pitch?
Oh, I have some stuff. This first one's about this Trump rally that takes place in Arizona, and he's talking about coronavirus, and he can't get through saying the word coronavirus without farting. So eventually...
Hey, not to cut you off, but I want to make sure we're not getting, like, too political, you know? Like, I know I'm the only person in this group that isn't, like, super liberal, and honestly, I could see this sketch taking kind of an offensive tone.
Wait, Lauren, you're a Republican?
What? Oh God, no. Miss me with that nationalistic war hawk shit. I was raised a member of the Whig Party, and as a proud supporter, I still don't support the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo that brought Arizona into the United States in 1848.
So, as a Whig, you think that the controversial thing in the sketch isn't Donald Trump, but the existence of Arizona as a part of the United States?
Okay, first of all, members of the Whig Party aren't called Whigs, all right? The correct term is either Whigums or Woogs.
I just looked that up just now, and it's not correct.
Secondly, of course, the existence of Arizona is controversial. It's clearly an attempt by the Democrats to control the West under the guise of Manifest Destiny. We should be putting those resources into something more worthwhile, like modernizing farming or temperance.
Lauren, Arizona isn't an issue because it happened in, like, the 19th century. I don't even think Mexico wants it back.
Well, if I knew I'd be persecuted for my political beliefs like this.
No, you're right. I'm sorry, Lauren. We should be more sensitive to your views. Let's just plug in any old conservative state for Arizona. So Trump's at a rally in Kansas.
Actually.
Seriously? The Whigs have a problem with Kansas, too?
The Whigs are totally fine with Kansas. It's the members of the Know-Nothing Party, which opposed the Kansas-Nebraska Treaty, which created the territory of Kansas.
One, why are you talking like that? Two, I for sure know no one's a member of the Know-Nothing Party anymore, so we don't need to worry.
Ebon is!
Ebon, you're a supporter of the Know-Nothing Party?
Huge.
Aren't they super racist?
Okay, just the leadership, and also all of the members.
And would you be upset if Gamal's sketch took place in Kansas?
Super upset.
You know, I'm just gonna move on. I really didn't mean to ruffle so many feathers tonight. This next one should be less politically charged.
Thank you.
Okay, so it takes place in Epstein's jail cell.
Gee, Chris, this OSA resort vacation to Camelback Indoor Water Park was really a great idea.
Yeah, especially during this, a global pandemic. I needed a break. Plus, this place has the best gift shop.
Aw, thanks, guys. I knew you'd like it. Oh, hey, look. They've got some souvenir license plates with our names on them.
Aw, how cute. Look, there's mine, Lauren.
Oh, everyone, come on. Find your name. Chris, right here.
Why would you do this?
Yeah, do you hate us?
What? Ebon, Gamal, what do you mean? We don't hate you. You know you're our little snuggle bugs.
Can you believe this shit, bro?
No, not for a second. I thought y'all were better than this.
Did we say something?
Find our names in a gift shop? Gamal El-Sawah and Ebon Kulkarni, those names?
Do you even know our names? These places don't carry plates with our names on them.
I still remember back in school when all the kids would gather around showing off their fresh souvenir license plates in the schoolyard.
What school did you go to?
The shame. the shame that came from not having a plate of my own to show. You never really know how different they think you are until it hits you one day.
All right, okay, it's fine. I mean, nameplates are lame anyway. Who cares?
Oh, that's easy for you to say, James.
Yeah, but no one stumbles off of your name, do they, James?
Okay, all right, yeah, my name is Common. What do you want?
Hey, James, they have a plate that says As a Ready on it. What are the odds?
Wait, what? Oh, my God, I can have a plate for my first and last names?
And you don't deserve either, okay? I drove everyone here. I was designated.
We've seen them all. We know all the plates. We've scoured every rest stop, gift shop, and theme park in America, and never once.
Places like these just carry plates with boring, white-ass names like Chris and Lauren.
Yeah, and Giles.
And Reginald.
Oh, and Poodleton.
Fucking Poodleton.
Okay, guys, I really don't think they carry Poodleton in here.
Oh, wow, right here, Poodleton. They're right.
No way.
Yeah, we're right. We've seen them all.
I'm sorry, guys. Maybe we could get you something custom so you don't feel left out.
It's all right, Storkman.
Yeah, forget it.
But...
come on, Ebon. Let's fly away with the wind. Fly far away from here to a place where souvenir license plates can't find us anymore.
Right behind you, Gamal. By the way, this does not mean that all brown people can fly, all right? I know that's what you were thinking. All right, you racists.
Oh my God, they disappeared. Did you know they could do that?
I mean, I thought so, but I didn't want to, you know, assume.
I mean, statistically, most brown people can fly, so...
Mommy, Mommy, look!
What is it, dear?
They have my name, Poodleton, right here.
Oh, well, would you look at that? Let's make sure to get one for your father, Poodleton Sr.
Yay!
Okay, and then we do a sketch about doing a sketch. We all play ourselves, and the only people who see it are our kids one day.
That's your pitch?
No, I'm just describing a dream I had once.
Okay, let's move on then. Chris, what are your pitches for this week?
Okay, well, here's the thing. I don't have any sketch pitches, per se. See, my interests have really been shifting as of late, and I don't really want to write sketches anymore.
Well, Chris, this is a sketch team. You have to...
I want to rap. I've been writing some rap, and I think it's really good, so just hear me out. Gamal, drop a beat.
You want me to drop a beat?
Yeah, just start beatboxing.
I don't know how to beatbox.
I know how to beatbox, Chris.
No, you don't. You know what? I'll do it a cappella. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. My last name Fitzgerald, first name Chris. I got giant ass muscles and 17 dicks.
Oh my God.
Every day I wake up, make money, make that gravy. I put my cigarettes out on a fucking newborn baby.
Oh my God.
Jesus, Chris, that's so violent. Also, why?
Yeah, an infant for an ashtray, that's what I use. And if you play me in Risk, you're gonna fucking lose.
Well, I mean, Chris is very good at Risk.
I rhyme so good, better than Dr. Seuss. He made up fake words, so I hung him in a noose.
What?
You killed Dr. Seuss?
No, not really. That was just an exaggeration. You know, in reality, Theodore Geisel is actually one of my biggest inspirations. Anyway, just kidding, I did kill Dr. Seuss, and I'm being literal. Also, I read your screenplay, and I am very critical. James, you know, it was a good first effort. I feel like it had no pacing, dialogue was kind of shoddy, and the third act just failed to tie up any loose ends. But you know what? Keep at it.
And solid notes, thank you.
I can take 5 of any drug and not get high. Really, I don't think I'll ever fucking die. Yeah, I had sex with your mom, but it was just a dream. Now I'm done with rapping. To my sketch team. And I'm out. Chris out. I'm done. Fuck you. That was it.
I actually thought that was really good.
Yeah, that was one of the best things I've ever heard, and I'm not just saying that. But we can't put it in the show because we're doing only sketches about video games, and Risk is a board game. Can you change that part?
No, I will not compromise on my art.
I respect that. You're an artist. That explains everything. Anyway, James, you're up next, and this time no sketches about hand jobs.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm gonna pass then.
Guys, I don't know what to do.
Look, when she comes on, we should just calmly ask Annette if it's true.
Of course it's true. What are you, idiots?
James, my actual brother, your tone is making us feel unsafe.
Sorry, I'm just so upset. How could she do this to us?
Yeah, I mean, I've told you literally everything. Every yeast infection.
And we love you for it, Gab.
I'm with Gamal. When she comes on the call, we're just going to ask. There's no secrets in a sketch group, right?
Shit, okay, she's coming on. Everyone be cool.
Hey guys, sorry I'm late.
Annette, are you sleeping with the announcer?
What?
Pipes of Gold, Mark Stauffenberg, are you having a torrid affair?
Yes?
I knew it.
Can you keep it in your fucking pants for once in your little life?
Why are you so upset?
I knew it. I fucking knew it. He says your name during the credits, the sexiest, when we all know Ebon is the sexy one. I'm the cute one. Chris is the calves. Annette, you're Catwoman or whatever, but Ebon is the sexy one.
I'm so sexy, it's terrifying.
Annette, we're mostly just upset that you didn't tell anyone.
It's really put a divide in the whole group.
The only way we've been able to keep this train going is because we're all so hot and none of us are fucking each other.
Now can I fuck Ebon? I'm not sure anymore. All the rules are off the fucking table.
Guys, Mark is my husband.
Oh, so now you're married?
Yeah, we've been married for like 4 years.
At the beginning of the Trump administration? Impossible.
And you didn't invite us?
We didn't know each other.
Well, I would have sent a gift.
You still can, Cassidy. Guys, I'm having sex with my husband. You knew he was my husband when we asked him to be the announcer. I was like, hey, let me ask my husband, Mark Stauffenberg, if he would do the announcements. He has a good radio voice. His radio voice was like 90% of the reason I married him.
It's not about his sexy pipes. It never was.
I'm so confused.
Annette, when you joined this group, you made a promise. The sketch team either doesn't fuck or fucks together. So he's either all of our husband or none of ours.
That's insane.
Mark is my husband.
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 I want to make it very clear that Mark is not my husband. We just do light hand stuff.
Guys, Mark is my husband.
I'm so glad you agree, Annette. Guys, we're all married to Mark.
Sisters!
And James.
I mean, I'm in, but has anyone talked to Mark about this?
No, I don't really like to talk to another man. We have not gotten to talk about it.
Could you please do that? I am scared.
Hello?
Gab, it's me, Cassidy.
Hey, it's 3 a.m. Is everything okay?
Yes and no. So I was in the Google Doc reading that sketch that Chris wrote, you know, the one about those people.
Yeah, I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah, so I was reading it and I loved it so much that I ate my computer.
You ate your computer?
I need you to take me to the hospital, Gab.
Cassidy. How did you eat your computer?
Very quickly. Please, Gab, please come and take me to the ER. Ugh,
why are you asking me? I mean, doesn't Annette live closer to you?
I don't want to ask Annette. She's going to tell me I shouldn't have eaten my computer.
You shouldn't have.
Plus, I don't want to go to the Upper West Side Hospital. I want to go to the Greenpoint Hospital. The colorectal surgeon there is named Dr. Buttfluffs. That's really funny. You know how I love to laugh, Gab.
I do know. That's how you got into this situation.
Don't remind me.
Look, fine. I'll help you, but it's gonna take me like 40 minutes to get up there, so don't eat any more electronics in the meantime, okay?
I can't promise you that, Gab.
What? Why?
I was reading the sketch on my laptop, which is now halfway down my esophagus, almost to my stomach. But I still have my work computer free. And I'm itching for another taste of Chris's sweet and sour jokes.
Cassidy! Cassidy, do not eat another computer. I swear to God.
I'll try my best. But you know what they say. The mind commands the body and it obeys. The mind orders itself and meets resistance. Dune, Frank Herbert.
Look, I don't want to be rude, but it's 3 a.m. I already tucked in my vibrator and was about to go to sleep myself. And you called me. Now, if you want me to take you to the hospital, you're going to sit tight and not swallow anything else for the rest of the night. Got it?
Got it.
All right. See you soon.
Are you mad at me?
Yes.
Hi, Cassidy. I'm the colorectal surgeon here at Greenpoint Hospital. I'll be removing those two computers you ate from your large intestine tonight. Do you have any questions before we get started?
Yeah. What's your name?
Dr. Buttfluffs. It's Dutch for flatulence.
All right, you guys. We're gonna go in there one by one and do confession, and then we'll all feel much better about the fucked up stuff we wrote this season. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. It has been 7 years since my last confession.
And tell me your sins, child.
Okay. I wrote a sketch where Troy Bolton sexually lusts after Birdo from Mario. And I wrote a sketch where a woman kills her husband and hides him under some kumquats. Yeah, those are the worst ones.
Well, I'm not sure if just writing about something is a sin, but...
It sure feels like one, Father. It feels like one.
Okay, well, you are forgiven. Please say 10 Our Fathers and 5 Hail Marys and be on your way. Next.
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. It has been 2 years since my last confession. I wrote a sketch where a kid at camp poops in all of his neighbor's tents and then covets the girl whose tent he did not poop in. It's not clear what happens next, but it's heavily implied that the children go do stuff together in the non-poop tent. Please forgive me.
Good God, you're forgiven, you're forgiven. 20 Hail Marys and 3 Glory Bees. And try not to write about poop anymore. It sounds gross.
I can't promise that, Father.
All right, next.
Bless me, Father. Yada, yada, yada. You know the rest. Here's the deal. I wrote a lot of sketches that featured hand stuff. You probably don't know what that is since it's not in the Ten Commandments or whatever.
No, I know what it is.
How predictable. Well, yeah, I had some sketches about that. I also had one where I said a guy should get deep fried and cum and then bite into an apple of AIDS. Are you going to forgive me?
Yes, but...
Okay, great. See ya.
Hi, I'm Ebon. I'm not really sure what I'm supposed to do here, but I wrote a sketch about the Air Force that features a lot of bad language, you know, a couple of Fs, maybe a few Ss and As, might have slipped a Q in there, some Vs, some Zs, can't be sure exactly. I think that's like using the Lord's name in vain and the government's name in vain, so yeah.
Have you ever been to confession before, son?
No, I'm a Hindu.
Okay, yeah, you don't have to do this.
Okay, thank you for your time.
Bless me, Daddy.
No, no, I don't think so. Get out.
But I wrote some bad things.
No, out!
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. My last confession was before I became an atheist, so I'm just here for the lulls. My sin is that I, okay, well, I didn't exactly write any finished sketches that condoned communism, but I tried many times, like, a lot. Like,
that's not a real sin. Okay, that's it. You get out, too.
Come on.
Hey, look! The priest emerges!
Wow!
Listen, all of you, just because you write about something or think about writing something in a sketch doesn't mean it's a sin. In order for it to be a sin, you have to actually do it yourself in real life. You might feel bad that your brain came up with something so sick and twisted, but just remember the golden rule. You can think anything you want, you just can't act on it. Now don't any more of you come in here and confess unless you've actually sinned, or else you're just wasting God's time. Is that clear?
Yes.
Yes, Father.
Mister.
Great. Now, I'm taking my lunch.
Oh, wait, wait, Father? Just one question.
What is it?
Does this mean we have God's permission to write even more disgusting and depraved sketches for Only Sketches About next season?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yay!
Yay!
Put it in the church, I say!
Yay! Yay!
Only Sketches About was written and performed by James Azzaretti, Gamal El-Sawah, Chris Fitzgerald, Cassidy Graham, Lauren Hardman, Ebon Kulkarni, Annette Storkman, and Gabrielle William. Music by Nicholas R. Nelson. If you like what you heard, please leave us a review. That would be nice. Oh God, we need your validation. Thank you. I've been your announcer, Mark Stauffenberg, and this has been an OSA Comedy production.